Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few words on the second inauguration of Barack H. Obama. An auspicious ceremony looked upon through two totally different lenses, depending on what side of the aisle you sit. Democrats considered it a much more impressive feat than the first time around, proving that America really is the land of opportunity, where hope never dies, and lots of little money doesn't hurt either, not to mention giving old people rides to the polls on buses. For Republicans, it's more of a testament to exactly how bad a candidate Mitt Romney actually was. I mean, come on, the guy managed to lose to a black incumbent in a lousy economy whose middle name was Hussein. The incumbent, not the economy. But nobody could deny the emotional depth or warmth precipitated by the oath-taking on the Capitol's west side in front of the freezing multitudes. So much so that Speaker of the House John Boehner seemed moved to tears. Which admittedly isn't that unusual, and kind of creepily, they were orange tears. The guy sheds tears of tang. The president seemed relieved to not have to anchor his agenda to a future re-election, and waxed eloquent and unapologetic about his pursuit of progressive ideals, mentioning marriage equality, climate change, and even slamming Paul Ryan's claim that society's being ruined by the takers. So as you can imagine, right after the president was sworn in, he was sworn at. Called a socialist, a banana head, a foreign-born evildoer who's trying to destroy the country. So, everything's back to normal, pretty much. But Obama 2.0 did give we, the people, the general impression that this time around, he'll be a lot less likely to roll over on his back begging Mitch McConnell to rub his belly. This dog may have grown some teeth. For his sake, let's hope they're canines. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.